In a world of confusion and hot topics, we are all looking for answers. Welcome to TAM Talks, a place for real and honest conversation on relevant issues today. And here's your host, Tammy Hotzenpeller.
Hey guys, well, welcome to TAM Talks. I'm Tammy Hotzenpeller, and I'm so excited to start this new journey with Charisma Podcast Network. I've actually been on the network before and then took a little respite, but I am back and I am excited. So I want to share with you guys over the next several weeks together a little bit about prayer. I'm an avid prayer warrior. I love to pray. I've seen the power of prayer, and I want to talk to you today about the power of prayer. Now, I'm going to be really honest with you guys, and you probably know this to be true. So, you know, we pray when we're in crisis mode, most of us. Very few of us are disciplined to have a prayer life or prayer lifestyle. We pray to God when we have a marital issue or a financial issue, or a child comes home with a problem, and we have this kind of thought, let me just pray about it. So I realized many years ago that I had developed a relationship with God through prayer. That if you ever thought about it this way, prayer is really a relationship with God. You're communicating with Him. You're talking with Him. He's talking to you. You talk to Him. You share your heart. He shares scripture. He shares insight and revelation and wisdom with you. And that's what it means to have a relationship. And I was on a prayer walk the other day, and I was kind of just thinking in my mind about prayer, and I thought about a relationship. I thought about the relationship I have with my husband. I thought about the relationship I have with my children. And what makes that strong is that we communicate with one another. We know each other. We trust each other. We talk. We listen. Did you hear that? Yeah. We talk and we listen. And I equated it with this analogy. You might find this kind of interesting. You know, if I needed a cup of sugar, I could run next door to my neighbors and I could say, hey guys, do you have a cup of sugar I can borrow? And I'm sure they would give me a cup of sugar. I'd run home and I'd be able to finish making my cake. Now, I have a neighbor that would give me some sugar, but they don't have a relationship with me. I wave to them. I know they're my neighbor. I don't know a lot about them, but I can ask them for something, but it doesn't mean that we're close. See, that's what it's like with God. You can run to God and ask Him for a cup of sugar when you're in crisis in the middle of making a cake and you don't have the ingredients you need. That doesn't mean you have a relationship with Him. That means you have a need and you're asking Him to meet a request. You see, I want God to be more than just a cup of sugar in my life. I want God to be so real and so personal that literally any time during the day or night, when I bring a request or a supplication or a need or a cry in a crisis, that He hears me. And I'm not just always asking Him for something. I'm actually communicating with Him. I'm building this, here's the word, relationship with God. So I just think it's so important. We're talking today about the power of prayer. And the power of prayer is the fact that I am on a journey to build a deep, real, authentic, powerful relationship with the God of the universe, my God, who knows me better than I know myself. And I do that through prayer because that's what communication is. Communication is simply talking and listening to God. So I'm going to start with a story that I find very interesting. You know, we're about 19 months or so into this pandemic. We know that it was about March, I think, April maybe, in 2020, when we heard that there was a COVID virus out there and everybody was shutting down and our world was going crazy. And I actually was just flying in from Peru, the country of Peru, and I was there on behalf of a request. It was National Women's Day, and I was there speaking to women's groups all over the country of Peru, and it was a wonderful experience. Well, toward the end of that week, we were hearing about this outbreak. And airports were shutting down, and people were fearful and getting in their homes. And to be honest with you, this was before mask mandates, and this was actually before lockdowns, people were just hearing about what was happening. And I remember we were just flying into LAX from Peru, and we were one of the last flights before LAX airport shut down in Los Angeles. And I remember getting to the airport, and it was so weird. Remember back about 19 or 20 months ago? Do you remember seeing people, and people wearing masks, and people were fearful, and they were having lines, and people were starting to wash their hands more, but there was this fear that came over us. Remember that? It really hasn't subsided since, has it? There was this fear that came over us. And I remember looking around just thinking, I just want to get home. Well, I got home, and the next morning, I remember getting up, and I was going on my prayer walk. I do that every morning. It's just routine for me, and it's my time with God. It's like me going to the gym. It's a non-negotiable for me. My prayer walk is a non-negotiable. So I was on my walk, and I live at the top of a hill, and I'm walking down the hill, and I pray. And the way I pray, I just want to talk to you again, being honest and vulnerable and real, because I love to teach people how to pray, is I just begin to talk to God. And I have to remind myself to stop and listen. It can't be a one-way conversation. Prayer is two people dialoguing. And I remember saying, God, what's going on? God, what's going on? What is this? What is this COVID? What is this craziness that's going on? And I'm walking down the hill, and I don't often have visions, like an open vision where I really see something in front of me that's so real. I feel like I'm looking at it. And I literally had this vision. And what I saw was like a bow and arrow? I saw an arrow. And I saw this bow being stretched back. And the arrow just shot. And as that arrow shot, it shot into a sea of humanity. I literally just saw hundreds of thousands of people. And on the arrow, it said, fear. And this arrow was pointed to humanity. And then a second arrow. And here came the bow back, and shoo, the arrow shot. And the second arrow was dissension. And I saw all of these church steeples, like literally hundreds of church steeples, and the arrow was shooting at the local church, and it said dissension. And as quickly as that dissipated, shoo, here came the third arrow, and the bow went back, and the arrow shot. And again, I just saw a globe. It was like a big globe, and the arrow shot, and it said confusion on the arrow. And the Holy Spirit said to me, so real, he said, pray against the arrows. Pray against the arrows. And the arrows were fear, dissension, and confusion. Fear, dissension, and confusion. Now, stay with me. I don't know what's going on. We are a day or two into this pandemic. We don't really know what's going on. We know that I remember hearing that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were in, I think, Australia at the time on a movie set, and they both were diagnosed with this, and they were having to be hospitalized. And, you know, they were showing pictures of them. They're in their hospital room playing cards and eating, and they're monitoring them. And then it was one person after another person. So we started to see the spread of it, but we really didn't know what it was yet. And God gave me, listen to me, this is what prayer is. God gave me some insight and some wisdom and some revelation on how to pray before there was this global spread of the pandemic. See, God wants to give us some insight. He wants us to see into things supernaturally. He wants to give us wisdom on how to discern matters. And he wants to give us insight, wisdom, and what? Revelation. What's to come. So honestly, for me, I went home. I wrote it down. It's in my journal from that 2020 when all of this happened. And I said, I don't know what this is about. I don't know what's happening. I wrote all this in my journal, but I saw these three arrows. And all I know is God told me to pray against the arrows. Well, I can tell you right now, and you can attest with me, that there is a spirit of fear. There is a spirit of dissension, and there is a spirit of confusion, not only over America, but over the globe. And the enemy is so strategic, and he's so patient, and he's so evil that he will use anyone and anything that will come under his control. So we have to stop right now. And I wanted to just do this intro with you. I'm going to be teaching you over the next few days about prayer and how we pray. But I want to begin to talk to you. Do you realize that God wants to talk with you? Do you know in the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, when Adam and Eve have sinned, and the Bible says they clothed themselves and they went and they hid, What was it that God did? God came after them, and listen what he said. He said, Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? See, God says, where are you? I want you to come in and have fellowship with me. I want you to come in and communicate with me. I want to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me. That's what prayer is. In our next podcast, I'm going to talk to you about what we call the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer, and how the disciples came and they asked Jesus, how do we pray? They wanted to know how to pray. We're not any different today. God, teach us to pray. And Jesus was so beautiful to sit down with these followers, these disciples, these men who were hungry to know how to have communication with the God of the universe that created them and knows them. So let me just ask you right now, do you pray? Do you know how to pray? If you simply pray the model prayer and the Lord's Prayer, that's good. It's a great start. Start there. But I want to teach you to go deeper. I want to teach you how to listen for the promptings of the Holy Spirit of the living God. I want to teach you how to bring your request before God. I want to teach you how to wait and to listen and to ponder. Do you know when we read the Bible, every single person in the Bible at some point prayed. Sometimes they were yelling at the top of their lungs, God, can you hear me? Sometimes it's a still, small voice. But there is an urgency in all of us to sit down and hear from our Creator. Why? Because we are made in the image of God, and we are made to have fellowship with God. We are made to have communion with God. Listen, we are made to have a relationship with God. Do you have a relationship with God? You know, before I close, I just ask you a question. Who do you have the greatest relationship with that you can think about right now? I would say for me, it would be my husband, as I mentioned, or my children. And we love to talk. We do it through text. We do it through email. We do it through Instagram. We just communicate. We send pictures. I mean, the world we live in today with technology, if you're like me, I'm literally communicating with my kids all day long through emojis or laughter or pictures. And the reason we've gone deeper in our relationship with all of my children and now my grandchildren and my daughter-in-laws and my son-in-law and my husband is why? Because we're communicating. We have a good relationship because we're communicating. So think of that relationship that you have with someone you love and all the things that you do, the time you spend, how much you think about them during the day. I'm going to ask you to transfer that now to the one and only God that knows you so well. That's how you pray. You pray with consistency, with urgency, with passion, with desire, and with a belief that he's listening, he hears, and he wants to communicate with you. So thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited about our time together. Now, I'm going to ask you to share these. I'm so excited, but also stay with me over the next few podcasts as we go deeper in our prayer time together and let people know how they can hear me on our podcast, but spend some time in prayer. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for joining us today on Tam Talks. You can find more resources and information at TammyHotzenpeller.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. We pray blessings and abundance over your life today. Until next time, stay safe and God bless.